worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Why, yes, Mother, that would be wonderful if you would change my pantaloons for me.
Mickey.
Just keep putting it out there. The animosity is wonderful.
And Lazy E.
I'm going to test her if she's wife material, see if she'll clean. And then I'm going to see if she cooks and makes babies, and that's it. Hope she doesn't vote.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
If you have an aversion to words like poop and gosh darn it, you may want to turn your back right now.
Oh, just turn it off.
Because things are about to get violent in your brain.
And poop.
Welcome to a freak accident. It's about to happen to you, whether you're ready for it or not. I'm Crisco, that's Lazy E, that's Mickey. She's invisible. She is not here because, I mean, you know what, dude? How dare she? The audacity of this woman to start a successful business and be off promoting it elsewhere instead of being here tonight. I mean, I am just sick to my stomach. Who does that?
How dare she?
How dare she try and better her life and better the community at the same time with the existence of this business, skate park?
Let me ask you this. Making the community better, but not, by not being here, she's not making the world better.
That's right, because we're worldwide. We're not just limited to our podunk town here in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Not at all.
Much as I love this town and everybody in
right.
it, thanks for listening. I mean, there we have influence that reaches far and wide, and Mickey, you're letting all of these people down by not being here.
She's a shame.
Also, some kid can bust his lip on the edge of the...
Quarter,
yeah. So that sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a thing, I'm sure.
Why not?
So Mickey's not here. Specifically because Murderer is on a local, it's a local podcast. It's that NEPA scene that we were up against in the podcast awards last year.
Where they fixed it.
Where Rich Howells, that terrible balding fool.
Yeah, you're not hiding it by like growing out those sides, man.
Yeah, Rich, you know, who thought he was so cool when he beat us in that contest last year.
Yeah, with your glasses.
And now he's trying to steal Murderer from us as well. Well, you can't have him. We'll lend him to you, but we want him back or it's going to be fisticuffs.
I hope he like slipped in a freak accent here and there while he was over.
I'm sure he didn't.
No,
sure
I know he
didn't care at all.
He like they're sitting there drinking beer as they're doing the show, and I just saw it real quick. And during their live stream of it, I did a little comment. And I just said, "Hey, Murder, my God, you look uglier on camera."
Ah, there you go.
So I'm glad.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I mean, NEPA scene, you know, they do good for our area as well. You know, they're influential in this area. So it's good for them to be on there to promote Beans and Bumps.
Great, great.
DBA Keystone Ramp Works.
Influence in this area. Like we said, we're worldwide.
Baby. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Go do your local thing.
But Mickey had to watch the skate park to make sure those kids didn't steal anything
or break their necks. Oh, this was our time. They couldn't catch both of us if they both weren't there. We could have injured ourselves today.
You know, there's no reason. What time are they open till?
9.
I was going to say, there's no reason we can't go after we're done.
Oh, we should run down there. Just jump.
Yeah, just jump off the highest thing we can climb.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Quarter, half, 9.
Yeah. You're just saying numbers now.
Niner.
Yeah.
Did you just slip a niner?
So, Mickey, we're increasingly disappointed. Is this going to become a regular thing with her missing episodes of the show?
Can we really tell the difference?
I wasn't going to say it. You did.
You're thinking it.
I cannot comment, and I won't comment. She hates me enough as it is.
Yep.
She can hate you a little bit now.
She'll never hate me. Because I have that face where I just go, eh.
I know, who could ever hate that face?
I know.
I didn't even mention this is a freak accident. I said that, right?
Sure.
But the website's afreakaccident.com. That's afreakaccident.com with the letter A at the beginning.
Boom.
And send an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. We'd love to hear from you. Email us about anything. We'll send you stickers. You just got to tell us where you live first. Great show today, even without Mickey here. It'd be a great show if she was here. But It'll be better without, because now this man love that we share is just going to blossom like a springtime flower after the last 4 weeks of just torrential downpour and rain.
That's all we get around here. You know what I've noticed? People really don't know how to drive in the rain, especially here in Northeast PA. In the matter of the first day of, yesterday?
Yep.
I drove to work, took me 50 minutes normally than 20 because a tractor trailer flipped over.
Right.
Then I had to go somewhere for the radio station later that night. Another tractor trailer flipped over. I'm like, it's rain.
Yeah.
Just don't pump your brakes.
I mean, you think that's bad? A friend of mine lived in California for a couple years.
Yeah.
And he said out there when it rains, it's like when it snows here.
Is it that?
People just forget how to survive. Like, he watched somebody just like in the rain just kind of like veer between lanes and then just crash into the center divider. And it's like, it was drizzling.
That's great.
He's like, the ground wasn't even fully saturated with water. And this person crashed their car because they were completely like not ready for it.
What is that? Like, it's not like this weather has never happened anywhere like that.
Yeah, admittedly, California, it barely rains, but you got to figure.
It still rains.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and it's not difficult to drive in rain. It really isn't. Unless, like, you hit something where there's more water than road and you hydroplane. That's extremely rare, though.
Yeah, one of the times when I was down in Texas, it had, I'm not kidding you, it was a dusting of snow. People were all over the roads. They're putting chains on their tires.
Well, do you remember the news report, like, a couple of years ago when Atlanta got, like, a quarter inch? And basically, the city and the entire surrounding area shut down.
I know, it was mass hysteria.
Yeah. It's like people were stranded on the road for days due to a light dusting of snow.
That'd be an interesting question for anybody listening. Does your area, specific region, have something like that where they just can't survive under normal circumstances? Email us freaks@afreakaccent.com.
I mean, we get all weather here. We get blazing hot drought in the summer. We get, you know, springtime. Obviously, we've been oversaturated with rain and monsoons and wind. We get buried under snow in the wintertime.
And
we measure snowfall by feet up here.
And in some weeks, we get it all in one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all in one week at some time.
It's usually sometime in the fall that happens.
You know what? The good thing is, even though Mickey's not here, we have technically like a co-host, all the listeners that came in to chime in on our question this week.
Oh, yes. Yes, there'll be plenty of those that we'll get to.
Yes.
When we get to that segment.
The most magical moment in your life.
Yes.
There's a study that came out to try to find the 20 most magical moments.
Oh. In, like, anybody's life or just in general?
There's
like, the 20 most magical things you can experience.
Like, no, what they did is they asked a bunch of people and they came up with a top 20 of what people experience in their life that's magical, memorable, something like that.
Okay. I can get on board with that. I need a little more magic in my life.
And we'll see how our listeners compare.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure we could think of our own.
Yeah, pretty easily.
We'll do this. And Mickey even chimed in.
She did.
Yeah.
She did indeed.
How about that? She did more for the show out of the show than she normally does.
Hey, wanted to follow up, too, real quick. Last week, we did the whole Yanny Laurel thing here on the podcast. And I talked about how, you know, despite your pitch adjustments and corrections and everything else, that I could only ever hear Yanny.
Yeah.
And that remains true. Although I did actually go in and fiddled with it myself in the audio processing that we use, and I found out that if you use graphic EQ to take out everything over a certain kilohertz, then you hear Laurel.
Oh.
So it is Yanny exists in the high frequency range. Proof positive.
Does it say Paul is dead?
Absolutely it does. But interestingly enough, do you remember last week, Lazy E? I said I was curious whether or not after we record the show, because we record the show at a lossless audio level, like we record full fidelity, full capture, and then we have to compress it when we, you know, actually upload it to the internet and make it available for streaming and download. And remember I said, I wonder if throughout that process of mixing and compression that some of that creating the Yanny sound will be lost. I listened to the episode. I heard nothing but Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
See, right now I'm hearing Yanny, but guess what? When I listen back to this, though, it's going to be Laurel, because all of those frequencies get lost when we mix.
That's crazy.
Right?
That's insane.
Wild. I was like, I had to stop the show when I was listening back to it. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Wait a tick.
I just said it said Yanny, and it very obviously said, like, heard myself just say it said Yanny, and it said Laurel.
In fact, you said it doesn't have an L sound in it.
Yeah, there's nothing but L, though. So that was, I found that fascinating.
Wow.
So, see?
There's another one out there now. I forget what it says.
God.
But yeah, now this is going to be the new thing.
Everybody's going to come out with one.
Yeah. So it's going to mess with our heads for like another month.
We should make one that says, you know, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. And underneath it, it's you're a failure.
You're, where's Rachel?
Even your dog. Even your dog hates you. So yeah, you mentioned you went to Wizard World.
Yes,
Lacey.
I did.
I don't know if you mentioned that this episode
last
yet or
episode.
Not, but you did go to Wizard World in Philadelphia, the Comic-Con, and you asked a question
to some people in line with me, and it led to, I'm not joking, the most hilarious story you're going to hear all week.
I can't wait. So there's that, and also you're going to recap the trip.
And talk about some interviews we'll be airing in the next couple weeks.
Very cool, very cool. So we got that. We got the magical moments. We've got some stupid things that we've all done when we're drunk. But this guy did something you cannot possibly imagine.
Oh, it's...
It changed his friends' lives.
It altered it, even.
And landed him in jail. What in the world could this be?
It's... next level bad.
Get the thing from Shower Thoughts, ready, because we're going to have to probably use that during this.
Yeah, probably.
There's a new study out about Hitler that discovered something very stupid.
It's probably, you're going to wonder when you hear this, how people are getting paid to do studies. It actually is the point where you're like, this can't be real. I thought it was The Onion.
Okay. And we're going to have a movie segment as well. Deadpool 2 is in theaters. We saw it. We're going to review it. We also have a lead into Solo, a Star Wars story.
It's not a good lead in.
The news is bad. It is very bad.
Yes.
So we got that and some other stuff there to talk about as well. So all that and more with Lazy E and me.
Yeah.
The best parts of this show.
Oh, yeah.
Now the only parts of this show, at least for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on a freak accident.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
This magic moment.
Oh, yeah.
So different and so new was like
magic. I think our lives at various times can lack a bit of that magic.
But we all have moments that are magical in our lives.
Sometimes they're magical simply by the fact that they're not mired in darkness and depression.
That's
for
a neat
some
way
of us.
It. That's a neat way to put it.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow.
Glass quarter full.
It's filled somewhat, I'll give you that.
There's
That's
some
good.
Liquid in that glass, my friend.
Yes.
According to this article in The Mirror, and this is where this whole conversation originates from, British adults... I revealed that the top 20 magical moments in life for men and women. I don't know why. Probably because of the royal wedding, which was this past weekend.
Yes.
Magical.
Yes.
Like Disney.
Yeah, a fantasy.
Right. Dreams come true. One of my favorite, not to sidetrack, but one of my favorite memes I've seen with regard to that is it's when he takes her veil off and she's looking at him and it's just this look of pure, unadulterated, like, infatuation and just oh my God. I don't think anybody's ever looked at me like that, including, like, my dog has never looked at me. Doesn't look at me with that kind of love in its eyes. It's like, however, the person commented and said, "Do you look at your man like this?" And the top comment was this person saying, "Is my man a prince?" It's like, good point.
Well done.
Fair enough. We ain't royalty.
Yeah, she could. She never has to work again in her life.
Yeah. And he, well, there's the thing. There are plenty of girls who are married to wealthy people who don't have to work. But those wealthy mofos ain't princes. They ain't royalty. You ain't living in a castle in a fairyland.
Yeah, you are literally living like a Cinderella life.
But this is a poll of 2,000 adults that revealed what the most magical moments in life are, and it's compiled them. The top 20. Are you ready to get into this a little bit?
Let's dig in before we get to our wonderful listeners.
Okay, the top 20 most magical moments in life according to British men and women. We'll start at number 20 and work our way up to number one. Number 20, hearing your child say "I do" when they get married.
Aww.
Absolutely. It's like, that's like the moment, I think, for a great many people. Maybe not for all, because I'm sure some are like, no.
I'm going to kill this guy.
Not that one. But for many, that is the culmination of a life of parenting and a job well done.
Yeah, you get to pass the torch because now
he or she is somebody else's problem.
Well, no, but almost, I mean, to a nicer extent, it's you don't take care of that person now. This is now the husband's job.
Yeah, your family has now spawned another family through your valiant efforts. So I could see that definitely being a magical moment. Absolutely. Job well done to the people who rejoice in that time. God have mercy on the souls of everybody else.
Let's just hope it's at least 80% are happy with that.
I'm sure there's an equivalent to this in the United States. I don't know what this is, but getting your GCSE/A-level results, is that like your
SAT?
Your SAT scores? Yeah, it has to be, right?
That I don't know. That I don't know.
Or your diploma? I don't know.
Yeah, go to the next one.
Your first holiday without your parents. When they say holiday, they
vacation,
mean... Yes.
I don't know. That's not really... My first one was with my buddies going to, like, senior week.
Was it magical?
I mean, we drank a lot of really bad booze.
So, in other words, you made that alcohol all disappear.
Magic.
So, graduating from university, coming in at number 17. Being proposed to, coming in at number 16.
That's
I would assume,
big moment.
Like, proposing... would also be on the other side of that, probably.
Well, yeah, because that's a huge moment, and I thought it was so huge that I wanted to have a practice round before the real one.
You loved it so much you did it more than once.
Yes.
Seeing your favorite band live, like all-time favorite band.
Yeah, I could say when I saw Guns N' Roses, it was a moment where, like, kind of like I had a breath stopped.
I would probably have a very similar reaction if I'm ever able to afford Metallica tickets.
Yeah, that was another big one for me.
Yeah. Getting your first job. Not really magical for me. That was like a sign of, oh God, I have to do this now for another at least 40 years.
It was cool for me because it was the first time I could say, this is my money.
Well, that's a good point.
I was able to spend it the way I wanted.
Finding out you're going to have a baby. Number 13.
Yeah, obviously. That's, again, off the parent thing. Like, you are starting a life.
And right behind that magic, gripping fear.
Gripping, yeah, then now you get to experience what your parents hated.
Buying your first car, number 12.
That's a big moment.
Hearing your child say, I love you for the first time. Hearing your baby's first cry. I'm sensing a lot of, like, baby-related stuff.
Well,
here.
I mean, that's... the most important thing in people's... Like, I'm never going to have a kid. I've come to realize this. But the fact that that's you...
I've created life, and now it's growing!
You're joking, but it's true. Like, you created a thing, and that's when they say even the love for your spouse is not as strong as the one you have for your kid. It's something that you can't even project unless you have a kid.
Well, because it's literally a physical manifestation of you and your spouse.
Yeah.
Although that means I'm going to hate half of my kid. Because I hate myself.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to reveal.
No, come on.
It's like, oh, this is going to get shower thoughts.
This will come back to bite me eventually, I'm sure. Probably sooner rather than
later. You
got to
hope that audio doesn't skip right there.
It doesn't matter. It's going, yeah. It just travels through the floor anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. Getting your first pay packet. I'm assuming that means paycheck.
Paycheck, yeah.
Why do they have weird names for things in Britain?
We have the weird names?
No, it's them. Okay. They got it wrong.
Yeah, we won the war.
This country is the greatest country in the world, and we got there in less than 200 years.
USA, USA.
Yeah, you're thousands of years old, and you still call it a pay packet. Mm. So, your first kiss, number 8. I mean, mine was pretty awesome.
Mine sucked.
Did it really?
Because it wasn't even like, it didn't end up being a girlfriend or anything.
Well, do you count it as being like, your first kiss? Like, was it just the, or are you talking like your first, like, you know,
kiss.
Like, you know, basically almost there's a dip involved, kind of like, you know, the lips part, kind of.
I'm talking about my first ever kiss, and it was with this girl named Jen. Mm. Had a crush on her, and she knew it. I asked her out. She kind of played the we're going out but not type of deal, and she kissed me. Mm. And it was like I got my hopes up, and then it was crushed.
Right, yeah.
That was awful. And the kiss just is forgettable.
Yeah, see, mine did end up turning into a relationship, short-lived as it was at the time. It was still awesome.
Not me.
Let's see. It was in a parking lot, too. Not the most romantic place for one to occur, let me see. Blip, blip, blip. Hearing someone you love say, I love you back.
Yeah.
Okay.
It means, you know what? You're in a real relationship.
Falling in love for the first time. Passing your driving test.
That was huge.
Buying your first house.
Yeah, that to me is when it hit me. Like, I was like, I did something really adult.
Finally walking into that door and saying, mine.
Mine, and this is it. Like, this is, and if you live in Florida, they can't take it away from you.
Top 3, having a baby.
Yeah.
Getting married, and hearing your child's first spoken word at number 1.
Yeah, that also shows, so far, you're doing things right. It's speaking.
Right, yeah. It is cognizant, and it is capable of, it sounds like, forming coherent thought.
Step 1, done.
Right. So we pitched this out to our listeners, too.
Yes.
Asked all of you what was the most magical moment in your life, and you weighed in.
Yes.
So here are some of these reactions. Number 1, as of right now, is Kristen, who said, my first orgasm, followed by all the rest of my orgasms, in order.
That doesn't exist for women. Not true. It's fake. At least I'm keeping that in my head.
Keep living that lie, man.
Yeah,
keep just grip it and don't let it go.
Exactly.
It gets you through. Kelly says, the day I graduated basic training as a distinguished honor grad. Proudest moment of my life. Awesome.
Yeah, no. And
thank you for serving.
Yeah, I mean, big time. That you are much better than us.
Thomas says, going to see my idol, my goddess, my queen, Madonna. So this is on that list, your favorite band or musical artist.
It's an inspiration to you, and you finally got to see it in person.
Have tickets for the top tier, and when I hand the guy my tickets, he said there are 2 tickets for the 14th row from the stage. As soon as he said those words, I couldn't stop crying. I could not see to walk down the escalator or anything. I couldn't even speak. The absolute dream come true moment. She's been my idol since I was 8. I got to see her November 20th, 2008, the day the CD-DVD were released. I went and bought it and watched it. It must have been such shock because some of the performances I don't remember.
Wow.
The day I experienced shock, the day I will never forget. I mean,
that's so cool.
And then Deez followed it up by saying, seeing Metallica with my best friend. It will always be something we plan to do since forever.
So and that's cool because not only did he get to see a band he really loves, but he got to do it with his buddy.
Yes.
A lot of people don't have those buddies from high school still. And to be able to share that is awesome.
Mickey Graham, last name G-R-A-M, so she's just going to be Grandma from now on.
Yep.
It's not our Mickey. This is another Mickey.
Yes.
But you've got low standards, too. Most magical moment of your life was getting to meet Sinbad and shaking his hand.
Wow. I'm going to be honest. I think Sinbad would say that was his most magical moment, shaking anybody's hand.
And somebody wanted to shake Sinbad's hand.
Somebody knows who I am still.
Judith and Shayla both saying when their children were born.
Of course.
Lori says, the day my husband, Robert, asked me to marry him. It was Valentine's Day. He had my daughter help him. It was so magical.
Aww.
I cried tears of joy. I love you, Robert. Aww.
Being able to bring the daughter into that, too, that's really special.
Steve says, the day my son was born, Rosemary, wedding day, birth of my children and grandchildren.
That's awesome.
Again, day my daughter was born from Jonathan, daughter, Cindy. Day my children and grandson. I'm sensing a pattern here.
Yeah. Well, it's like that list said.
I mean, Patty, Marilyn, Cookie.
Cookie.
Cookie. Where's that? Where's Maggie? Oh, we got cookies. It. Come on, Cookie.
Yeah, she loves you.
Cookies. That's right. let's see. Ray says, the day my sister finally moved out.
You know who that is, right? That's Mickey's sister.
Oh, is it? Yeah, no. Listen, Ray, it's actually magical when she's not here, too, so we can empathize.
We get it.
Anna, birth of my daughter. Catherine, when my children was born. Yeah, I'm definitely detecting a smidgen of pattern here.
There was one cool one. I think it was underneath one of the top comments.
Oh, Kate, the first thing I thought of was not waking up sick from heroin every day. That finally is, kicking the habit.
That's really cool. Like, awesome. Congratulations to you, and keep it up.
Yeah, definitely.
That's incredible.
Stay off that wagon. Nobody who gets on the wagon goes anywhere good. You just die of dysentery. Oregon Trail taught me that.
No, you stay on the wagon.
All right, off the wagon is bad. Yeah. Stay on the wagon. Dysentery can't get you if you don't touch the ground. Just keep moving to Oregon. You'll be fine.
And never do the thing where you try to sail it across the river.
Yeah, no.
Because it never works.
What about you? What was your most magical moment?
Most magical moment, there's so many. Like, there's a couple I could think of. Like, buying the house was huge.
Right.
Proposing to Proofreader was amazing.
Right.
You know, one of them, selfishly, when I went down to Texas and I got to work for Kid.
Okay.
That to me, because when I started radio, when I was interning, I said, and I had it written down, my goal in radio is to work in a big market and work for a morning show.
There you go.
And I did it.
You did
like,
do it.
That was like a big moment for me. How about you?
I mean, all of those that we've mentioned too, but like just because I don't want to rehash the same stuff over and over again. It was probably when I finished writing my first book.
That's big because that was a thing for you, you know?
Nobody's read it yet. I worry that no one ever will. But
I'm kind of scared. Did you ever read it?
Oh, God. I had to. Okay. That's part of writing is actually reading what you've wrote.
I was like, maybe it's not coherent. Like, there's like three different stories all in one sentence.
But that was a big thing. You know what I mean? Something I didn't, was worried I would never do. But it
happened.
I can't
wait till you write one about this podcast. The Rise and Fall of Dreams.
You mean the fall and further slip and fall down an endless void of dreams.
How I wasted many hours on Wednesday nights.
Right, yeah. All my Wednesdays recounted.
Yeah.
It's like Tuesdays with Maury, Wednesdays with Lazy E. That's what I'll call it.
Yes.
Wednesdays with Lazy. But if you've still got magical moments that you'd like to share, something maybe that wasn't included on this list, we get it. You love your kids. Tell us something different for a change. You liked when you met your significant others, when you got married, and when you had kids. Give us something else. What other magical moments are out there? Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next on the show, we've got Wizard World. Lazy E is going to recap that sucker.
And you're going to hear a conversation. I started with a question and ended with the most hilarious story you'll ever hear.
It's next.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Get up and see.
Favorite time of the year.
Well, I mean, realistically, it's all year because these freaking happen every weekend in cities across the country. But
Wizard World is a special place in my heart. It's the first one I ever got a press pass to, and now I continued the lineage of doing it.
The tradition, yes. Yeah. It occurred this past weekend in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Philadelphia Comic Con hosted by Wizard World. Lazy E was in the house. And, how was it? How was the experience this year?
The drive down was actually really easy. Surprisingly, I knew because of being down there before, I knew exactly where I needed to park. Yeah. I knew the parking garage. I didn't try to find something cheaper because I know how it is.
Right.
So I knew where to park.
Bite the bullet, pay that fee.
I knew some people already. And one thing I noticed that made it a little bit easier for me this year. I kind of got the lay of the land. I got how to execute everything. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really plan anything out because I had two interviews scheduled. I had one interview scheduled. And I can tell you right now, we'll be airing this, I think, next week. And make sure to stay for the end of the show because there's a big tease for this one. America's favorite house guest in the 90s, OJ's house guest, Cato Kaelin.
Yeah.
So I knew I had him coming up. I didn't prep anything. I knew what I wanted to ask him, and I went right in, and I just did it, and it was just really cool. But going upon that, I didn't really ask for permission for this one. I kind of saw no one was around. I ended up walking by this guy, and I'm like, wait a second. And what made me even spark more, I was like, it's a sign from above. Last week on our show, we had a reference to Ren and Stimpy.
Uh-huh.
And it was Mickey making the reference.
Right.
And we were talking about how it was so crude and everything like that. There's Bob Camp, the co-creator of Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you got a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, he'll be on the show maybe in 2 weeks.
Amazing.
Yeah, and he was... The cool thing about that one, after I'm done with the interview, 30 to 45 minutes he's talking to me.
Holy crap.
He gave me his card. He was just a good guy.
Amazing.
Really, I got... For Proofreader, she was a big fan of Happy Days, so I got an autograph from Henry Winkler.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Funny story.
Okay.
So after the whole thing, I thought I'd surprise Proofreader because I'm always around. I'm always doing things. I'm never really home. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get dinner for us, and I'm going to go 20 minutes out of the way, and I got a Pat's cheesesteak, and then I got a Geno's.
Lit.
So I get the Pat's one. I knew how to order, you know, steak, wit, whiz. Done. Got that. I walk back to my car, and I put it in my car because I'm like, if they see me with this, they're going to shoot me. Because there's a big rivalry. If you don't know about Philadelphia cheesesteaks, you walk with the other one, you're getting booed out of the place. So I go, and I'm like, all right, time to walk over to Geno's. They're right across the street from each other. I walk over. Guess they're doing stuff with the pavement. It was uneven. I'm walking, and I did one of those. Boom! My one foot catches it. I do the arms flailing, trying to catch myself, and I go face plant.
Ooh.
I mean, I was scraped up and down my arm. I think you could still kind of feel right there. You can feel the bump kind of right there.
Ew, gross.
Yeah, yeah. I was all bruised up, all down my neck, up down my side, and I was like, still going. Funny, though, in Philadelphia, where all these people are rude and crude, a guy picks me up and he goes, are you okay, man? Do you need help? And I'm like, in Philadelphia.
Dude, it's Philadelphia. People fall down all the time.
By the way, if anybody has seen my wallet after that moment, and both cheesesteaks are so good.
It's Philly. People fall to their knees and scream, why? Very, very frequently down there.
People commiserate with that.
Right, yes, yes.
But it all started
in line.
When I was in line.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, we have a long while. And I'm with the press, you go with the VIP entrance. So I'm with everybody just attending. And I'm sitting next to these people, and I hear their conversation. I'm like, these seem like some cool guys. Or at least some interesting guys. And that's where I ask them this question.
Marvel. You guys all like Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys all like Star Wars?
You either love Star Wars or you're wrong.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
Wow. So here's the question. In a universe, you have to eliminate one. All Marvel movies or all Star Wars movies from history.
What do you think they went with?
Marvel.
Bye, Marvel.
Okay, so why that?
It's Star Wars.
What if I said you only had to delete the prequels?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a whole different thing there, yeah.
That's the first time I've ever wanted to punch a little kid. So which one for you, Marvel or Star Wars?
Well, do I get the same scenario?
No. It's all Star Wars, all Marvel.
Okay. Marvel. Just delete Marvel.
Wow. Okay, same reason.
I'm just going to tell you, here comes the greatest story in the history of stories.
Okay. I love Star Wars. I traveled 200 miles to go see the new movies.
Wait, hang on a second.
Yes.
You do know that movies are played everywhere, right?
Well, I know, but the marathons, only specific theaters.
18 straight hours of Star Wars, baby.
Oh, man.
For me, it was 21 because I put in Rogue One in between the... Yeah, I brought in a TV to the theater.
I don't mean to be judgmental.
Please. Be judgmental.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you this. Are you single?
Oh, yes. I'm going to tell you a secret, man. Okay, this is honest. I had a girlfriend. I bought her tickets to go see the movie. Okay? 5 days before the movie. By the way, it all sold out really fast. You know that. 5 days before the movie. it's too long. I'm like, bitch, you are gotta go. She's like, fine. I'm like, I don't care. Whatever. 3 days before the movie, my transmission dies.
Oh, no.
I rented a car for 3 damn days to just go see this movie 200 miles away. I called her up, and she's like, so how's the movie? I'm like, oh, good. And by the way, I'm single. Bye. Click.
Wow. Now, I can edit this. That's fine. He doesn't have to watch his mouth. And the person saying to watch his mouth, and I'm sorry, man, you're not really building a good case for the stereotypes of the people going here. He's with his mother.
No, he's not with his mother. I'm with him.
Okay.
My Mother's Day present.
Well, let's first ask the question, Marvel or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Like, you want it gone?
Star Wars kept. Marvel could go. Iron Man, hell no. Darth Vader rules. I've been watching Star Wars since 1977. I was there for opening night.
So you've been, you're like an OG on Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Did you, like, have a crush on any of them?
Darth Vader.
Did you like his voice or his physique?
I just liked everything about Darth Vader.
You want him to choke you and, you know, you can put on your earmuffs, man.
The dark side.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. All right, well, thank you, guys. What's your name?
John.
Rob.
Edith.
All right, well, this was Wizard World Comic Con, the most interesting conversation that came out of one question.
There you go.
This greatness.
Wow.
That kid, I want him on the show permanently. How great is that kid?
Star Wars was worth more to him than his woman.
I mean,
you'll find another woman who actually appreciates Star Wars, so eh.
There's no way I would have ever guessed this kid would have ever went into a Comic-Con, nor was that big in the nerd culture. He looked like a regular California surfer dude.
You know nerds are everywhere. They don't all look like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, but they also all don't go to a Comic-Con with their mother.
I don't necessarily look like a nerd. Mm. I am one.
Yeah. No, but
I dress like one sometimes when I wear like the nerdy t-shirts and things like that.
He went to Comic-Con with his mother.
That's
like next level.
Yeah.
That's like a movie.
Yeah. I do agree with their assessment though. Marvel, Star Wars, Marvel has to go.
I agree. Just because of history.
Marvel's fun. Star Wars is a cultural phenomenon. Now, the newer movies, you know, it's kind of like, I don't really know if we need those necessarily, but the original trilogy was enough to transform film and culture.
Yeah.
Marvel hasn't really transformed anything. Well, fun.
I think they did transform the fact that comic book movies in general.
They created the thesis of a cinematic universe, sure. I'll give you that. But yeah, no, I agree with those people.
It's just maybe in 20 years when we're done with all the Marvel, maybe things change. I don't know.
You know what? I said this last year, and I failed this year. Next year, I'm going to go with you to this thing, and we're both going to harass these people.
It was better this year, and I have no doubt it'll be happening in June next year. Already got the email.
Excellent. Perfect. Yeah, well, we'll do our best to get down there.
And Cato, next week.
Yes, and we'll have that on the show.
We will have a tease at the end of the show.
Oh, very good. I look forward to that tease then. Glad you had a good time at Wizard World,
yeah,
my
fun.
Man. Did you have to carry around the laptop, or did you figure out some... Oh, good.
Nope. My arm felt like I was lifting weights the whole next day.
Think about your biceps, though.
Nothing.
up next, this guy got drunk and did something that might just shatter your entire perception of reality.
And it altered his friend's life.
How? Only one way to find out. That's to keep listening.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink! One more drink.
Sometimes drinking, most of the time drinking, leads to terrible things.
I think we all have those stories.
Yeah.
Especially the worst ones. Are the ones you can't tell and you have to be told afterwards?
Oh, no.
That is my worst feeling ever since I've been able to go to bars, is not remembering.
Right.
Like blacking out because I check my phone, I feel sick to my stomach. And you're
right.
Talking about a guy who has anxiety to begin with.
Right. So no. What did I do?
And I've made friends mad. I mean, I've done some pretty stupid stuff.
You've never done anything this stupid. The Ottawa Citizen reports this story.
Yeah, so it's obviously after a drunken night.
Stephen Lawrence woke up one morning and couldn't remember what happened the night before, as we were just talking about.
Something that normally happens.
Well, it's never happened to me.
You've never not remembered?
No. I've always remembered.
Lucky you.
For the most part. Like, I've remembered, like, a majority of the night. I usually remember how it begins and how it ends. I've never blacked out completely. All right. I've, like, forgotten chunks,
okay,
but well, I've never completely blacked out.
You could commiserate to some degree.
To some degree, but I've never been like, oh my God, I remember leaving my house and that's it. How did I get back here?
Been down that road a little bit.
So he texted the pal he'd been drinking with saying he couldn't recall coming home and hoped he hadn't been a super a-hole the night before. His now former friend texted back that Lawrence had bitten off his ear. And that he might not be able to recover it. Ended up being right. Weeks later, he lost the ear.
I said I blacked out when I was drunk, and I've done stupid things. I tried to pee in a corner, but I've never tried to bite somebody's ear.
Yeah, this guy thought he was Mike Tyson. The Court of Appeal for Ontario apparently agreed with Lawrence's assessment in a decision released Thursday, because his response to this whole thing was, oh, bleep me. Bleep, yeah. Obviously, standing in for a much harsher four-letter word beginning with F, ending in K.
Fuddrucker.
That ends in an R. Close, though.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I tried to think of something.
A three-judge panel upheld... Yeah, oh, fire truck me. That's right.
Yes.
A three-judge panel upheld his 2017 conviction on a charge of aggravated assault, for which he was sentenced to 9 months in jail and 2 years of probation. He was disappointed in the result, but he's moving on with his life, according to his lawyer, Ian Carter, who argued the appeal, said of his 43-year-old client. This guy's in his 40s.
Now, that's another layer that I wish I would have known that.
Yeah.
Because 20, blacking out, whatever. It's a part of your life at that
point.
You're
in your 40s, man. You probably have work the next day.
Not only that, I mean, you're 40.
Yeah.
It's okay to get a little buzzed and maybe drunk once. Black out?
Here's the background for the bloody night from the court documents.
Oh, gross.
Lawrence and the victim, who isn't identified in the decision, were drinking together at the latter's house when Lawrence was severely intoxicated. But the victim, who had worked the next day, only drank moderately. When his guest became boisterous, he asked him to, quote, simmer down, unquote.
You never say that to a drunk person.
Instead, when the host returned from a bathroom break, Lawrence knocked him to the ground and bit off a large portion of his ear. So unprovoked, you just strolled out of the bathroom and decided to assault someone.
You know, well, he told him to simmer down. That was provoked.
Yeah, he then spat it out onto a bar, yelling for Lawrence to leave. The victim stanched the blood with paper towels, put his severed ear on ice in a plastic bag, and went to the hospital where it was sewn back on.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm just thinking about the guy who wasn't drunk and had to endure that.
Right.
That had to be painful as hell.
Yeah, weeks later, his reattached ear fell off.
Oh. Oh. You put in ice and everything.
Yeah, Lawrence himself told police he couldn't recall what happened to the victim's house, but confirmed that there was no one else there, and it was obviously him, and he was not denying it.
And also his teeth.
Can you imagine, like, the making of a murderer of this situation where, like, the guy who lost his ear lost it in, like, some terrible, like, sanding belt accident or something like that and decided, no, I'm definitely going to blame it on Lawrence. I'm going to say that he threw me to the ground and chewed my ear off last night. He was drunk enough. He won't remember.
Well, that's what they're trying to appeal with. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, you could tell bite marks.
Yeah, I've never gotten into a fight. I've never gotten so drunk that I've wanted to initiate violence of any kind.
Same. I've gotten mad.
Yeah.
But I've never wanted to bite somebody's ear.
Never even that. I can't even remember. When I get drunk, I don't get mad. I want to laugh. I want to have fun.
I do, but there's a point where Jaeger comes in. Jaeger's the changer.
Oh, that's the Jaeger's the changer?
That's the game changer.
Oh, that's what brings out the beast.
That's
the one in 21 and one.
That's where a drunk night turns into goodbye night.
Mm.
It turns to good night.
I got to get you Jaeger drunk sometime and then just turn you toward the room.
Oh,
and
no.
Just whisper in your ear, go get him, Tiger.
Yeah.
Hush, little puppy. Oh, man. Yeah, don't drink this much, guys. Seriously, you can enjoy alcohol without getting violently blackout drunk.
That guy who bit his ear, seriously, psychological problems, because, again, when you're drunk, I don't know anybody that got that bad.
God knows if he has his shots or not. You don't know. Now. Yeah, he's definitely rabid on some level or another. Ugh. Hate to tell that ear guy, but you probably got, like, cancer on the side of your head now. That's how rabies works, right?
He probably can't hear you now.
Good point.
Oh, there's another listener down.
We're going to have to push Hitler to next week. Sorry, Hitler. The Hitler story.
Things that never have been said on this show.
Now they have. Yeah. Mark it off the list. Up next, though, we are going to get to movie talk. Reviewing Deadpool 2 on a freak accident.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
Get your popcorn and Diet Coke. Silence your phones.
We're talking movies on a freak accident. Yes. There is a brand new movie that is in theaters as of this past weekend.
Talking away.
I love this version.
I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you. Shine away.
It was so perfect. I'll start out. Deadpool 2 has the greatest soundtrack of all time.
Take on me. Take on me. Take me home. I'll be gone in a day or two.
Yes. You're fine. You're fine. Just enjoy the sweet melodies.
Just sit back, baby. You can replay it, in fact, and just listen to the rest of the segment later.
That's it. The soundtrack was awesome.
I even like that one from Diplo.
Yeah, right? And
we're on fire.
There was some great show tunes in there as well.
They do soundtracks, right? That and Guardians of the Galaxy just... to get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, this movie is set up silly to begin with.
I'll tell you, when I first walked into it, before I went opening night, I went in cautiously.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first one was so good. I was like, I don't want to set myself up for disappointment.
Right.
It hit me right from the beginning.
I mean, here's the thing. This movie is... I liked it probably as much as I liked the first one, but for different reasons.
I will tell you, I liked this one better.
Okay, fair enough.
It was the right story. I think they did a very good way of just getting to the point, but not rushing the point.
Yeah.
Lots of funnies.
That was the thing for me. Like, I liked the story, the plot, the narrative. Yes. I liked better in this one than in the first one. The first one, I think, was specifically set up that way, though. Like, there wasn't much in the way of plot because they wanted to unveil Deadpool as a character, and here he is in all of his zany goofiness.
I think they also wanted to show in the first one, we're not pulling back punches.
Right.
Like, this is going to be... If you started the first one like you did this one, they would think you're getting soft. This was the right way to show some depth.
This one, I didn't laugh as much in this one than I did in the first one. I think that's because nobody had a baseline for Deadpool when the first one came out.
Yeah.
Nobody had a baseline. There was nothing like it to measure it against, realistically speaking. Yeah. And I mean, I think because of that, I wasn't expecting it, and I laughed a lot. Like I said, laughed more than I enjoyed the plot. This one, I enjoyed the plot more than I laughed. But on both sides of that equation, it balances out where I still think it's just as good as the first one, which is in and of itself an accomplishment for a movie, for a sequel to be just as good as the original.
I was laughing so hard I was crying. I could not... There were certain... Are we going to get into spoilers at all?
Probably not.
Do you know what? Can we just say really quick, like, turn it down, like, for, like, 2 minutes?
Okay.
I turned it. The moment where he says, we couldn't pull out any budget for better X-Men, and then all of a sudden they close the door, and there's all the other X-Men. They're like, shh.
Yeah, right.
And it was the real actors.
I know. I was going to point out that's because they're filming another X-Men movie right now, and they had them just shoot that quick scene, like really quick, just to fit it in
I
this movie.
I feel bad for the Beast, how much makeup he had to put on for that.
No, they're filming.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, they literally just filmed that scene in and amongst all of the other scenes in their movie. So, like, they were already there. They were already. Yeah. They didn't actually fly James McAvoy out to film a 3.5-second cameo for Deadpool.
Yeah, all right. So, now that you're back after spoilers.
Yeah, right. Assuming that they're back after spoilers. There are a lot of cameos in this movie.
There's one cameo that happened so fast.
I was like, wait, I wasn't wearing my glasses. And I turned to Hello Nurse and I was like, was that who I thought it was?
Yeah.
And she said, yeah. Oh my God.
I saw it twice already.
Did you?
And that's where the second time I'm like, no way.
That whole sequence, I was dying.
It was great.
And the sequence where he's and this isn't really a spoiler, but where he's wearing Cerebro.
Yeah.
And like that, I was dying during that sequence too.
I'll say, if you haven't seen it yet, you're going to see it. Make sure to pay attention when the X-Force finally gets together. That's the part you're talking about.
Yeah.
That sequence is just the most Deadpool thing to happen in a movie. I kind of saw at least part of it happening. I didn't expect to the magnitude they were going to do it.
Right. Cable was amazing.
It was a great bad guy.
So Josh Brolin now has pulled off two incredibly compelling villains back-to-back.
Yeah.
In two Marvel movies, one on each side of the Fox fence. Which is amazing. Kudos to him. Great performance.
And how about Deadpool, the movie that finally dethroned Avengers?
Yeah, at the box office.
It got $133 million the first weekend. That is for Deadpool?
And an R-rated movie.
And an R-rated movie, and it's Deadpool on the second movie.
Yeah. There's a lot of great references in this movie, though. There's some great, deep cuts.
He doesn't even know how to draw feet. That part, because we talked to that guy at Wizard World last year.
Right. And, yes. And the end credits sequence.
Stay for it all. Air is two.
Is amazing.
It's
absolutely amazing.
It's just perfect.
Yeah.
It's Deadpool.
It totally is Deadpool. Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
I'll say there was one part where I thought I honestly, at one part, they actually tricked me. I thought the franchise was done.
Oh, okay.
There was one point in that movie where I'm like, oh my God, it's over. And I was going to get really sad and I was going to just walk out of the theater pissed.
Yeah.
But good job.
And you know what? I'll tell you what, when this isn't necessarily a spoiler, but I mean, you should. When Deadpool and Cable start like bouncing off of each other,
yeah,
like their interactions and things, that's when the movie, I think, hits its peak. In the third mm-hmm. act is when the movie really shines.
Even the kid,
yeah,
the kid in the movie is he pulls off probably. He's like the Flash.
Yeah.
When the Flash was in the DC movie, he's just is so well done.
Out of context lines.
Yeah.
Out of hey, but that no, that rope isn't real.
Yeah. That's just
hey,
so stupid.
You get back here, young man. Oh my God, dude!
Don't say it. Don't say it. And then I don't want to say it because I don't want to ruin the movie.
Yeah.
But
no.
You'll get these references if you've seen it, and then. Oh, it hurt. When he said it, it hurt more.
Yes.
And from the good to... Well, what would you give that movie?
Oh, Deadpool? I'd say probably 4.5.
I would give it a 5, but on a different scale than Avengers. Like a weird... Like, it's a different 5.
Yeah, sure. It's a different 5.
Like, 5 for Avengers because it was like one of the masterpieces. 5 for Deadpool because it's just great.
Now, this news is not so good, but it's... Yeah. So this weekend... Solo, A Star Wars Story, is coming out.
Already going to see it tomorrow. Already have my ticket.
I mean, I'm going to go see it, although this is troubling. Solo is apparently the worst reviewed Star Wars movie ever.
Ever. And that's including the prequels.
It is the worst reviewed Star Wars movie since Attack of the Clones. which is extremely hard to do because Attack of the Clones is the worst thing that has ever been produced by human hands and human minds.
I'm trying.
We're in a universe where the Holocaust exists, and I said, yeah, Attack of the Clones, worse. Worse.
I want to take that one back.
Probably should. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I will take that back.
In movies.
Movies. It is the Holocaust of movies.
Okay, we could let that one slide.
That movie is an abyss.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to stay optimistic. And one thing I'm going off of, again, I don't know. I don't know anything what's going to happen in this movie. But my hope is these are people reviewing it as a Star Wars movie, but what I'm hearing is it's a heist movie.
Okay.
And if they go heist movie, that to me will actually be better than them doing a Star Wars movie again and again and again.
Well, that's what these movies, these Star Wars story movies, are supposed to be.
Different.
They are supposed to be stories set in the Star Wars universe. It's not necessarily Star Wars movies. Those are the main episodic movies. These are supposed to be interesting little experiments taking place in the Star Wars universe.
And that's what I'm hoping these reviews are looking at more so than it being just bad.
Right. I mean, looking at the Rotten Tomatoes score for it right now, it has a 70%.
Which isn't terrible.
Which is funny to me. Because then I decided, okay, 70%, that's not bad.
No.
It's the worst Star Wars movie since Attack of the Clones. But it's still not bad.
No.
So I decided, what was Attack of the Clones? What did it get on Rotten Tomatoes?
What did that get?
66%.
So this article doesn't know how to read.
Well, no. That's the worst reviewed since...
Oh, Attack
of the Clones at 66%. Solo has 70.
So
that is the worst since Attack
of
the Clones.
Oh, yeah, okay. Then since, yeah.
I'm confused as to how 66% of critics thought Attack of the Clones was a good movie.
Drugs.
Think about this for a second. Justice League was like rated somewhere in the 40s, I think. Batman v Superman had like a 17. Attack of the Clones has a 66. That just tells me you cannot, under any circumstance, trust Rotten Tomatoes ever for anything.
No.
So as far as I'm concerned, this movie could be great. Solo, when I see it. It might be awesome.
That's why I never really read in depth in reviews.
Right.
Because it could only make me mad.
57% audience score for episode 2. You guys are drunk. Every single person in the world is wrong about everything except me. I know what I'm talking about.
This show.
We know what we're talking about. Yeah. That's why you need to listen to us more often, because we'll tell you what for.
Well, we have some big news.
Casting news.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
The sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming, which I'm assuming is going to be called Spider-Man Still Home.
Maybe they'll do the Daughtry song.
Yeah,
coming home.
Well, no, that's Homecoming. This is Spider-Man at Home. The last one was Spider-Man Homecoming, so this one's Spider-Man at Home.
Well,
the next one's
going to
be
home.
Spider-Man Still Home, and then it'll be Spider-Man
Homeless.
Leaves. Homeless. There you go. we got news that Jake Gyllenhaal possibly cast as Mysterio.
That's huge.
It is huge.
To get Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
That guy's very picky with his movies. That's somebody everybody says my brother looks like.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
I'll show you real quick. You could read more about it. I'm going to show you a picture of him. But Jake...
That's literally the whole story. Jake Gyllenhaal is potentially going to be cast as Mysterio in the new movie.
And what is Mysterio?
Mysterio, he's like a special effects expert.
Okay.
Who decides to, like, take on the role of supervillainy.
So it's not, like, Rey Mysterio.
Well, no. Essentially, like, what he does is he uses, like, illusions and special effects in order to confuse and...
Like,
trip up Spider-Man, confuse him, trip him, make him, you know, ineffectual. He's like a criminal, like a mastermind. He's very intelligent, and he uses, like, complex things to do things.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the worst explanation for a supervillain and their superpowers I think I've ever done in my life.
I was just kind of going with you, and I was hoping you'd make it. You
I've seen your brother, though.
Do you know what?
Possibly.
I think he deleted his Facebook, so. But,
He overheard that we were going to do this, and he immediately went in and
he's like, not in my house, no.
Actually, I guess kind of similar, but eh.
A lot of people say that. Hey, what? Somebody has my last name as an LLC. I'm going to go sue this guy.
You do that. We are going to sue our affiliates and our sponsors for more money. And in the meantime, you just need to make sure you do a couple things, because this episode's now wrapped up. We will be reviewing Solo next week on the show. And we will also have an interview with Cato Kaelin.
Cato Kaelin, and
you've got a tease.
Here's the tease.
Let's just say, with that interview that came out that they released,
okay,
does that change your mind on what you think happened?
And he answers.
Oh. So you're going to have to come back for that.
He gives his honest opinion on OJ.
Wonderful. So come back for that next week here on the show. We will have that, plus more shenanigans. Nikki, I almost called her Nikki. Mickey, who knows?
And we hopefully will get to the Hitler story, because this study done on Hitler,
oh my God,
is going to blow your mind on how stupid.
Yeah, Lazy told me what it is.
I mean, people are getting paid to do studies like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So lots of money.
We'll get to that and more next week. In the meantime, head to afreakaccident.com. Click connect on the menu bar. You can find links to us on social media where you can come be a part of our listener active stuff like we did with that segment about magical moments in your life. You can also just follow along with us and, you know, hang out with us in between shows. New episodes are delivered automatically each and every Thursday. Anywhere podcasts are downloaded. You can go on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker. It doesn't matter. But the big two are Google Play Music and Apple Podcasts in iTunes. So you go in there, you subscribe, you automatically get the show every week, and if you leave us a good review, you'll help us become more popular. And who wouldn't want that? Why shouldn't we deserve to be more popular?
And we could give more stuff to you.
Right.
Like stickers, like we do if you email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com, with your physical mailing address. Just email us with anything. We'll bring you up on the show.
That's right. So we will see you again next week, and we look forward to that opportunity. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
And we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out
until a freak accident happens.
Son of a bitch!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.